this intersessional meeting, which is contained in an informal paper in English only, copies of which have been made available in the room. Are there any comments on this? No comments. May I take it that the intersessional meeting can proceed? Agree to organization of work. I hear no objection. So it is so decided. Distinguished delegates, before turning to our next order of business, a discussion on the compilation document. And I understand that there have been several requests from representatives of political groupings to make general statements. In this regard, I request our speakers to keep their statement as brief and succinct, no more than 5 minutes as possible, as has been the practice in the preparatory committee. I give the floor to the representative of Argentina on behalf of the Group of 77 and China.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and allow me at the outset to congratulate you and the elected Vice President on their election. We will make every attempt to stick to the time limit proposed, but expressing the position of a group of 132 countries will take perhaps a few extra minutes, especially I think it's pertinent to express it after having heard very attentively the presentation made by the distinguished Undersecretary General in the hope that they will be borne in mind. At this time, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. At this time, when the world is still suffering from the repercussions of the global food crisis and the global economic and financial crisis, it is clear that there is a persistent implementation gap in sustainable development and that there is a need of an integrated and more systemic approach towards this issue. The concrete results achieved since 1972, the Earth Summit in 1992, and the World Summit on Sustainable Development in 2022 are a clear picture of this implementation gap and of the many commitments by the international community that have not been fully met. Also, on account of lack of implementation, achievement of internationally agreed development goals, including the MDGs, remain compromised. Co-chairs, the momentum towards an unsustainable future could be reversed if actions to address the multidimensional challenges of sustainable development are taken simultaneously in relation to the three pillars of sustainable development: economic development, social development, and environmental protection. We cannot overemphasize the need for a coordinated, integrated, balanced, and urgent approach to sustainable development. The group believes that there is a need for more holistic approach towards sustainable development. Consequently, a refinement of strategies and sharper policy perspectives aimed at effective implementation of the outcomes of the major summits on sustainable development, especially at the regional and national level, complemented by stronger and effective international mechanisms in terms of global and regional support, as well as significantly greater financial commitments, is essential. Co-chairs, the Group of 77 and China stresses that the participation of developing countries is key for this process and must be ensured. We reiterate our deep concern that the resources available in the CSD Voluntary Trust Fund are insufficient to support the participation of representatives from developing countries in the meetings of the preparatory process of the conference and in the conference itself. It is upon the international community to address this important issue as soon as possible in order to avoid repeating what we are suffering at this second intersessional meeting, where the vast majority of representatives from governments and major groups from developing countries had no funding. A multilateral negotiation requires a multilateral framework of international cooperation in place. We have to address the root of this immediate dilemma in a sound and consistent way. Actions must be taken at different levels at reallocating funds to this priority. Co-chairs, on the structure of the zero graph, the Group of 77 and China has submitted in October 2011 a document named Preliminary Elements for Outline of the Draft Outcome, which consisted of an introductory section, the assessment of the progress today and the remaining gaps in the implementation of the commitments of the outcome of the major UN conference related to sustainable development, addressing new and emerging issues, green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication, institutional framework for sustainable development, framework for action, means of implementation and follow-up. The group of 77 in China reaffirmed that this structure, based on the resolution 64/236, should serve as a guide to negotiations of the outcome document. The group would like to stress that it is of utmost importance to concentrate our discussions on substance. Although procedural issues are relevant, they should only be one of the means that help us reach our objectives. Although the group is still considering the format of the outcome document, we believe that we need to have an action-oriented and focused political document as indicated in Resolution 64/236, which addresses all the relevant issues. The G77 and China is favorable to having one outcome document which would allow delegations to concentrate on negotiations and avoid having parallel and overlapping negotiating sessions. Co-chairs. The group has submitted its contribution to the compilation document. This submission has been articulated in a similar manner, albeit more refined after our discussions, so as to guide the Bureau in their work towards the first draft of the outcome document. This document reflects the richness of inputs from the group and should be considered as a whole. For the sake of brevity, let me highlight some elements. The group is convinced that the conference needs to produce an assessment and stocktaking as to why many of the commitments of the UN Conference on Environment and Development, Rio 1992, as well as the World Summit, Johannesburg 22, were not realized to their full potential. What has prevented the international community from moving forward on agreements, and how we can re-energize the political will to avoid the perception that multilateral approaches are increasingly associated with indecision and fulfillment of commitments and stalemates. The conference should identify a framework of action focused on implementation and full integration of the three pillars of sustainable development and in accordance with the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities in order to achieve tangible outcomes. This includes provision of new additional, stable, predictable financial resources to support implementation activities in developing countries, the increase of resources for development, including commitments by developed countries to increase ODA and the fulfillment of ODA assistance, effective access to and transfer of technologies for developing countries, effective institutional frameworks at all levels to strengthen the role of governments at all levels with the fundamental lead of states, and to encourage the participation of major groups and other stakeholders for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Agenda. The UNCSD will not renegotiate, not retract agreed principles and outcomes of the major summits on sustainable development, including the commitments made in the three conventions, UNFCCC, CBD, and UNCCD. The lack of integration of the three pillars of sustainable development and the lack of implementation of commitments of sustainable development have led to the scale and gravity of global challenges, especially climate change, threatening the ability of developing countries to achieve the MDGs and, for some, threatening the territorial integrity and existence and viability as countries. Co-chairs, guided by the Rio Principles and Agenda 21, UNFCCC Rio of 2012 outcomes, should provide the necessary political impetus for the range and level of action required to bridge the implementation gap. Any outcome should lead to continued priority being given to the eradication of the root causes of poverty, and to supporting the effective national efforts of developing countries in promoting empowerment of the poor, including enhancing the productive capacity, full and productive employment, and decent work for all, as well as the creation of income opportunities that must be complemented by effective social policies with a view to achieving the international agreed development goals, including the MDGs. The G77 and China understand that their renewed political commitment in Rio should lead to the full implementation of the Rio Declaration, Agenda 21, the program for the further implementation of Agenda 21, the Johannesburg Declaration, and the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation, and should fully support national efforts to achieve sustainable development, in particular eradication of poverty and food security. There is an urgent need to increase efforts at the national, regional, and international levels to address food security and agricultural development as an integral part of the international development agenda. We underline the need for sustained funding and increased targeted investment to enhance world food production and call for new and additional financial resources from all sources to achieve sustainable agricultural development and food security. Co-chairs, regarding the way forward, the group has identified persistent and new and emerging issues and a framework of action for implementation of commitments. On persisting and new emerging issues, we reiterate the call for simultaneous action to address the challenges related to all three pillars, in a coordinated, integrated and balanced manner, recognizing that human activities alter nature and exhaust natural resources, that life depends on the uninterrupted functioning of natural systems, while human beings are at the center of concerns of sustainable development, and they are entitled to a healthy and productive life in harmony with nature in order to restore the health and integrity of their ecosystem. We reaffirm that the current major challenge for developing countries is the impact from the multiple crises, particularly the ongoing economic and financial crisis, which is a result of the international financial system. In this context, we reaffirm the urgent need to address the lack of proper regulation and monitoring of the financial sector, the overall lack of transparency and financial integrity, excessive risk-taking, over-leveraging, and unsustainable patterns of consumption and production in developed countries. These economic repercussions have also aggravated poverty, social exclusion, increased unequal distribution of income and wealth, and undermined efforts to implement sustainable development. In this regard, we call for the reform of the global financial system and architecture. We also reaffirm the need to continue working towards a new international economic order based on the principles of equity, sovereign equality, interdependence, common interest, cooperation, and solidarity among states. On a framework of action for implementation of commitments, we stress that the UNCSD should identify a framework of action of implementation of commitments and should move the sustainable development agenda forward. We strongly believe that increased political commitment of developed countries is essential to fill the gaps in the means of implementation, as well as the provision of a clear registry on financial resources and technology transfer from developed countries available for the implementation of sustainable development commitments, as well as its timeline, function, recipient, management and objectives. This registry of commitments should strengthen transparency and a culture of accountability. Sustainable development has been highly insufficient despite consistent calls from developing countries for this issue to be addressed. Without the necessary financing, developing countries have faced and will continue to face major challenges in implementing sustainable development, eradicating poverty, and achieving the internationally agreed development goals, including the MDGs. It is therefore clear that there is an urgent need for substantial increases in the provision of financing to developing countries for sustainable development. It is also essential that financing for the UN system be significantly enhanced for it to operate effectively and fulfill its mandate. In this regard, greater coherence and coordination among the various funding mechanisms and initiatives related to sustainable development is crucial. We call for the prioritization of sustainable development in the allocation of resources where needed and in line with the priorities and needs of developing countries, and reiterate that strong oversight of these resources is important to ensure that developing countries have steady and predictable access to the resources they require to implement sustainable development. Such oversight should also have inclusive and participatory and adequate representation from developing countries. Co-chairs, the group calls for decisions on transfer of technology and capacity building to establish an international mechanism to implement concrete actions focused on bridging the technological gap between developed and developing countries and facilitating transfer of technology in sustainable development. Create an enabling environment that aims at removing all barriers to technology transfer and technology adaptation, consistent and in harmony with the relevant international obligations. Ensure immediately implementation of the valid strategic plan for technology support and capacity building. We stress the need for effective mechanisms, enhanced means, appropriate enabling environment, and the removal of obstacles to the scale of the development and transfer of technology to developing countries. There is a need for access of developing countries to technologies. Developing countries would also need to have access to the know-how and expertise required for the effective utilization of these technologies to achieve sustainable development. Consideration must also be given to the role of patent protection and intellectual property rights, along with an examination of their impact on the access to and transfer of environmentally sound technology, in particular to developing countries, as well as to further exploring efficiently the concept of assured access for developing countries to environmentally sound technology in its relation to property rights, with a view to developing effective responses to the needs of developing countries in this area. Concepts and modalities for assured access to environmentally sound technology including state-of-the-art technologies, in particular by developing countries, should continue to be explored. Enhanced access to environmentally sound technologies should be promoted, facilitated, and financed as appropriate, while providing fair incentives to innovators that promote research and development of new environmentally sound technologies. Bearing in mind that recipient countries require technology and strength and support to help further develop their scientific, technological, professional, and related capacities, taking into account existing technologies and capacities. Co-chairs. The group has addressed key issues related to a common understanding and to the way forward and green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication. In this regard, the group believes that this element of what should be discussed should be developed in accordance with the principles contained in the Rio Declaration, in particular the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities as well as respective capabilities and national priorities, together with Agenda 21 and the instruments further adopted for the implementation of Agenda 21, in particular the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation. The group believes that the main challenge remains the lack of political will to fulfill the obligations agreed mostly in the past 20 years. Therefore, the implementation of a relevant outcome of the conference in Rio, as well as the fulfillment of the commitments on sustainable development, in particular made by developed countries, remain the cornerstone for the achievement of sustainable development. At this point in time, the group recognizes that there is no consensual agreement on the definition of a green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication. The group is discussing and considering further this theme based on, among others, the following tenets: undertaking economic and social activities in an environmentally sound manner, ensuring social inclusion and equity, including tools to catalyze international cooperation in the multilateral framework for achieving sustainable development and poverty eradication through technology transfer and access and sustainable consumption and production patterns, applying a multidimensional and multi-sectoral approach covering all aspects and stages of development, analyzing the effects of practices conducive to the quantification and evolution of ecosystem service oriented to establishing market mechanisms. Despite some progress made in the past decades, poverty eradication remains the most pressing issue in the age of sustainable development. Our common goal to eradicate the root causes of poverty should guide our efforts towards sustainability while considering the needs of both present and future generations. Sustainable, sustained, inclusive, and equitable economic growth in developing countries will remain the main priority in order to achieve the ultimate goals of eradicating poverty, hunger, achieving the MDGs, and restoring harmony with nature. These are essential conditions to prepare action plans for technical and financial assistance to developing countries and to solve the current global imbalances and inequalities. In doing so, a harmonized balance among the three pillars of sustainable development must also be maintained. Co-chairs, the group stresses that the institutional framework for sustainable development as a whole should focus on the due integration of the three pillars of sustainable development, the implementation of Agenda 21 and the GPOI, and shall be based on an action and result-oriented approach and be consistent with the principles of universality, democracy, transparency, cost-effectiveness, and accountability, keeping in mind the principles of Rio, in particular, the common but differentiated responsibilities. In our submission, the group has also stated the general principles and goals that should be the basis of the institutional framework for sustainable development and should guide our efforts towards it, as well as underline two main functions: implementation of sustainable development and integration.
Excuse me, Representative Argentina, please keep your statement as succinct as possible. Please conclude within 1 minute.
Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence. The group would like to reiterate that an effective ISSD would strengthen the capacity of the UN to foster international cooperation in order to address fully the wide range of issues pertaining to development, particularly of developing countries, and to reduce overlapping and duplication of responsibilities among the existing structures while promoting effective coordination. Finally, co-chairs, the group is looking forward to the convening of the UN Conference on Sustainable Development, Rio+20, in Brazil in 2012, and hopes that we can have useful and constructive discussions in this second intersessional meeting. The group has presented to the Bureau a proposal to modify the schedule of meetings of the preparatory process of the UNCSD and hopes that this proposal is considered favorably. I thank your indulgence and I apologize to the translators for my speed. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for the funeral. You might have noticed that a light was blinking for so long. And I would encourage all speakers to keep an eye on their microphone, which is a light that will start blinking when their time limit is up. This is very important for the efficiency of smooth proceedings of the intercessional session. And also, this is good courtesy to the many speakers that will follow. So please remind it that your statement be as brief and succinct as possible, within 5 minutes for the political grouping and the 3 minutes for the member states. So I now give the floor to the representative of the United Republic of Tanzania on behalf of African states.
Mr. Chair, thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the African group. And I'd like to thank the Under Secretary General, Mr. Shazu Gang, for his very important opening statement. The African group associates itself with a statement delivered by Argentina on behalf of the G77 in China. Africa considers this meeting as a crucial step in the preparatory process towards a successful outcome of the Rio Plus 20 conference next year. And Africa attaches the greatest importance to such an outcome. And that's why we worked so hard among ourselves and produced the African consensus document already submitted. Sure, Rio Plus 20 needs to undertake a full examination of why we have not been able to achieve the goals and objectives that were set in Rio in 1992. The Africa group calls upon the international community to demonstrate greater commitment and political will so that we can emerge out of Rio with a brighter story for the future generations on this planet we all share. And Africa would also welcome the establishment of a mechanism for monitoring commitment and their fulfillment as a matter of urgency. The gains made in the advancement of the three pillars of sustainable development can at best be described as very modest. Where progress was registered in any of the pillars, it was often at the expense of another pillar due to lack of coordination and coherence among the three pillars. And we therefore call for greater integration across the pillars, both at the level of policy formulation, programming, and implementation. The commitment to development must be comprehensive and holistic. It is also the view of the Africa group that the integration of the pillars should take into account the normative, vertical, and horizontal linkages, as well as supporting for mainstreaming sustainable development at the national level. Africa calls for the balanced integration of the three pillars without putting any additional burden on developing countries or posing an obstacle to their development prospects. The current institutional framework falls short of expectations and does not adequately address environmental concerns that are paramount in Africa. To this end, Africa wishes to reiterate that any overhaul of the institutional framework for sustainable development should take into account the need to strengthen, consolidate, and transform UNEP into an international specialized institution for environmental issues based in Nairobi, Kenya, according to the characteristics laid out in the African Consensus Statement. The Chair, there is also the need to consolidate mandate and enhance the commitments towards the areas lagging behind, such as poverty eradication, improving agricultural productivity, and food security, and this includes livestock, combating desertification and land degradation, strengthening adaptation and mitigation measures in response to climate change, enhancing sustainable use of natural resources, including fresh waters, forests, protection of biodiversity, and fragile ecosystems, just to mention a few. Mr. Chair, the Africa Group believes that the outcome of the Rio Plus 20 should be action-oriented and should focus on a more robust implementation of the goals of sustainable development. The overriding priority must be to renew political commitment to close all the existing gaps in meeting outstanding commitments made in major summits and conferences on sustainable development, especially those relating to development of Africa. So, in order to bridge the implementation gap, there is an urgent need for joint collaboration in research on projects and the sharing of situation-specific experiences and advanced technology. Information sharing is a crucial enabler for capacity building and technology transfer. We should consider jointly creating centers of excellences towards this end. Regarding the outcome document, the African group supports the proposal of the G77 in China and its submission on the possible elements that should be considered as key components of that structure. The group is in favor of a model that would integrate a strong political message with a clear and implementable action plan that places more emphasis on key deliverables. Mr. Chair, Africa recognizes that the time has arrived for consideration of new indicators to assess the economic, social, environmental performances of our economies alongside GDP as well as Human Development Index. This will ensure we have a complete and better understanding of the state of our economies, ensure preservation of our natural environment, and contribute to more sustainable development. Africa recommends the adoption of policies that promote the integration into accounting models, the true environmental cost of production and consumption. We should fully address the causes rather than the symptoms of environmental and natural resources degradation and depletion. Africa views green economy as a tool to achieve sustainable development. However, all the opportunities and challenges related to this concept should be fully examined by the Rio Plus 20 conference. And Africa recognizes that the transition to green economy could offer new opportunities for achievement of Africa's sustainable development objectives through economic growth, employment creation, and the reduction of poverty and inequalities. We strongly urge the international community, especially in the context of the Rio Plus 20 conference, to offer the necessary support that Africa will need in order to maximize the benefits of green economy. Africa needs greater support to make its existing industries more efficient and new technologies to make new industries as green as possible. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, I wish to underline once again that Africa will require very robust means of implementation and support to close critical gaps with regard to fulfillment of international commitments related to sustainable development in Africa. And I thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of European Union.
Ministers, Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The acceding country, Croatia, aligns itself with this declaration. We are looking forward to contributing to the preparations for Rio Plus 20 through this intersessional meeting. The Polish Presidency of the Council of the European Union has made a major contribution during the past 6 months to the overall preparations of the Rio Plus 20 conference, and I wish to thank them for this. We have two important days ahead of us during which we should start setting the basis for the preparation of the zero draft, both in terms of contents as well as structure and form. In this regard, we believe that we should aim at having a single outcome document prepared within a single negotiation track. Since PrepCom 1, we have made good progress towards a better mutual understanding on the objectives and challenges of the Rio Plus 20 conference, and we all share a common will to accelerate implementation and progress towards sustainable development. At this meeting, we need to engage openly to deepen our understanding of the various viewpoints and proposals on what Rio Plus 20 could deliver in concrete terms. The European Union and its member states have noted the leadership of the UN Secretary General on issues such as water, energy, and food security, and we are keen to see that Rio Plus 20 addresses some of the key priority areas, particularly regarding access to and management of scarce resources. As indicated in our contribution to UNDESA, in our view, the main operational outcomes of the Rio Plus 20 should include a green economy roadmap with specific goals, objectives and actions at international level, as well as a package of reforms which includes the upgrading of UNEP into a specialized agency for the environment, leading to a strengthened international environmental governance as part of a more balanced and effective IFSD. We are grateful for the support that our proposals are already getting from a significant number of countries, as for instance reflected in recent regional meetings, both in the context of the African Union and the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. In the course of the next 2 days, we will be happy to further explain our proposals for concrete RioPlus 20 deliverables and to respond to questions that anybody here may raise in that respect. On the other hand, we are also genuinely interested in many of the constructive proposals made by others, both on the side of UN member states and major groups. Indeed, we are encouraged by the scale, quality and depth of submissions to UNDESA. This indicates the willingness and enthusiasm of many countries, political and major groups, to commit to and engage in discussions on a positive outcome at RioPlus 20. We have a lot of valuable content here that can set the basis for reconfirming the political commitments towards sustainable development, establishing a clear vision for green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication, enhancing and improving the institutional framework for sustainable development. The idea of global goals has been mentioned in several contributions in various forms, and we are considering them carefully. We have clearly indicated in our joint contribution that goals would be instrumental to give renewed impetus to sustainable development, and especially that such goals should be set within a green economy roadmap in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication. Beyond our current exchange of views on various options, the official report of the high-level panel of the Secretary-General on Global Sustainability by mid-January will provide us with important additional insights. We also look forward to engaging in an exchange of views on structure and format of the outcome document. Form and process can determine outcomes, and we need to opt for formulas that ensure the most effective and positive final results. In the final part of my statement, co-chairs, ministers, excellencies, I would like to say the following. The EU and its member states underline that funding for the implementation of sustainable development policies and actions will have to come from a variety of sources, both public and private, and we call for a more effective use of existing resources as well as the mobilization of available and identification of innovative sources of finance. The European Union and its member states are the world's largest provider of official development assistance and hence the biggest supporters of developing countries in achieving the MDGs. We collectively delivered $70 billion last year, which amounts to more than half of global aid. Our commitments to the collective target of 0.7 of GNI has been reaffirmed at the highest political level, and we continue to work hard to pursue our efforts on volume and effectiveness. In terms of civil society participation, and in order to ensure a maximum effectiveness, ownership and legitimacy of RioPlus 20, the EU and its member states have been supporting an open and inclusive process. In this perspective, we wish to express our full support to all the requests made by major groups to the Bureau as regards their active participation during the negotiation and at the conference itself. Finally, co-chairs, RioPlus 20 can mark the start of a profound worldwide transition towards a global green and inclusive economy and a more effective sustainable development governance. The European Union and its member states wish to reaffirm their strong commitment to remain actively involved in the preparations of RioPlus 20 in order to ensure a successful outcome in June next year. Thank you very much.
I thank the distinguished representative.